Hey, everybody's in Chagiga in the bottom, towards the bottom, where it says that the Rebbe of Rebbe Chir. First of the lines, Amikta, about 15 lines on the bottom. We're still in yesterday's Gemara. Rebbe of Rebbe Chir, Shakli v'Ozi v'Ruchim was traveling on the road. Kimoti Elohim Moshe, they came to this town. Amri, they asked, Iyika Tumer Rabban Hocha, is there a rabbi living in this town? Nezim when the Kabbalapi, so Rebbe of Rebbe Chir said, we'll go greet him. Amri, they were told, Iyika Tumer Rabban Hocha, there is a rabbi here, but you should know him, he's blind. You remain here. We don't want in any way your nisius should be denigrated because he doesn't know who you are. No, I will go. And I will go greet him. Rabbi Rebbe grabbed a hold of him. Said, no, I'm coming with you. And he went with him. When they're about to leave from this town, he said to them, you came to greet someone who can be seen but cannot see. You should be zeichet to see the face of the Eibishter who sees you that cannot be seen. Amalei, so Rebbe turned to Rabbi Chiya and said, Eicha, hashta menatem habicha, you were going to deny me this wonderful bracha by telling me not to go? The big machlekes in poskim here to understand because mechayda is an inyan that a rav can be meichel covered and a father, but a nasi cannot be meichel covered. How come over here Rebbe was able to be meichel covered?
Well, he wasn't. It was only a chance.
He did. He went. Yeah, but that's not true. But
he feels covered as if the guy doesn't recognize him and treats him badly.
Okay, that could be an answer. Umrelay Maman Shmila, they asked this Tamil Chacham, where did you hear this wonderful bracha from? So he said, Mepikid Rabbi Yaakov Shmila, I heard it from the yeshiva Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov is kvar chitaya, havi makbel ape de rabbi. He used to go visit Rebbe, kol yoyim, every day he go visit his Rebbe. Which the Litva learns from here, that the mitzvah, because the Litva says in the first time asked where he gets it from, he gets it from right here. We say that the Yom Tov, and the Shchedish, and Shabbos, you know, it says in the Shchedish Yom, the Shabbos Yom, and this verse says you have to go Ozl Vasabiyam. If you can go on the same day, you have a chiv every day. It's seen from a level of chiv of Kabbal's Rab. Here you see it right here. You see, go visit Zeb every single day. Within Tchum, outside Tchum. Kikosh, when he got older, Amalei, Loinitztayemar. Please don't be upset. The Loyachil Ma, that I can no longer come and visit you. Amalei. Mizuter, is it so small? My Sibu Rabban, it says regarding Rabban, it says Vichi Oilan that's live forever. La Yira Hashachin will not see the doom. Ki Yira Chachamim Yamusu. He sees Chachamim when they pass away. If you see a Chachamim, they pass away. Just greeting a Chachamim when they're passing away is a chus for a long life. Maharoi Chachamim Misasin Yichye Bechayein. You can't visit me every day. Surely you'll live a long life. You'll be all right. Rabbi Diabu Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Rabbi Idi, the father of Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Interesting way of saying it. No, but Yaakov Baridi tells the Rebbe that it's his father.
What's the so, being Moses?
I guess the only way.
Maybe that's his Yichus, it's his son. His Yichus is his son.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe he doesn't have a great Yichus from his father. He has a great Yichus from his father.
Avirogil, he had a custom. Look at the story. He would travel 3 months on the road. The Chad Yom Beirav, one day he was in Yeshiva. And then he would go home. Why would he go home? Look at Rashi. The last Rashi in the page. Hoya Rogel. Mahala Shloisha Chadoshim Hoya Mebesa Lebesa Medush. It took him 3 months to travel from home to the Yeshiva. The Noisea Mebesa Achara Pesach. Right after Pesach, he would leave his family and go to Yeshiva. The Loimed Yemech, he lived for one day. The fact that he wasn't home sure didn't bother him. And then the Chayza Lebesa Samechlish to Bechag Sukkos. You have to have home Sukkos. Now, why not Shuas? So it's not so much because of the Simchas Yom Tov, because then we've gone Shuas. It must be more. Sukkah is a long Yom Tov, so you want to be together. So he traveled 6 months to be in Yeshiva one day. Back to the Gemara, the Rabban used to call him Bar Be Rav the Chad Yom. This is the famous student for one day. If you're a student for one day, you're a student. Cholish Daite, he thought that they were making fun of him. Kore Anafsha, he said about himself, that's Choyk, I became a joke for my friends. Omar Rabbi Yechon and Hutunla used to cry, suddenly found something positive to say. The Metusmanach, apologies to you. Leitanis lo Rabbanon. Say, do me a favor. Don't be upset with the Rabbanon because your hakpada, obviously he was a tzaddik, your hakpada can hurt them. Nothing Rabbi Yechon be Medrash. Yechon then went by after his marriage. But Dorish Dash as follows. It says in the Pasik, the Shai said, Ve'oisi yoim yoim yidrashon. You search for me every day. And Vedas, Drocha Yechpotsun. And you want to know my ways. What do you mean, day? They learn, they search for the Eibishter at night. In fact, we learn in the Gemara in second Peirik that at night is better to learn than during the day. That anybody learns Torah, even only just one day in the season or something, in a year, the whole year. He actually learned 2 days a year. Because he went 3 months, then he went a day, he went home. Learning part of it. The learning.
Intervegans.
Yeah.
His pocket hit us with it.
The same thing applies to Midrash Purani. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, "B'mispar hayomim asher tartem es ha'aretz," when the Meraglim came back and he said the number of days that you guys spied the land, "V'chi'aboyim shanu chotu," or 40 years they were punished. What, 40 years they were fined? Well, aboyim yom chotu, only sinned for 40 days. Alom lo kol ha'ovir aveda filu yemechad. If you over one day, b'shon yom ma'ilu b'kosikil b'goshen kol. As if you are, you're over the whole year. We'll have him.
So if it works
here's 2 days a year. Okay, they all. Okay, yeah. There's a taste in the Seder talks about it. If Merubah made the Tayyimid of Peronius, and would he see it here? Here they're equal. Supposed to be Merubah made the Tayyimid of Peronius. And we learn by Mida Peronius a day's a year. And Mida Tayyimid, what did we just learn? A day's a year. So where's the Merubah made the Tayyimid of Peronius? If I remember correctly, it's a taste in the Seder talks about it. I can't remember the answers, but we'll get there. The Mitzvah Shem. Say, well, invite. Oh, we'll get there. We're starting Yevamos in 3 weeks. And then we're on a roll.
I was just saying, put a publicity thing. Yevamos, come and join us.
It's a challenge.
It'll pull in the crowds.
It's a challenge. So someone has to find a chart with the family trees. This one, Azo Cotton. Who is a cotton kosher? What's the definition of a cotton? According to Shammai, he's too young that he cannot sit on the shoulder of his father, but if he can, like 2 years old, he's already chayiv, and according to Hillel, he has to be old enough to be able to walk and hold on to his father's hand. Maskel Rab Zeda, says Rab Zeda, ad hoch until Yerushalayim manasya. Who brought him to Yerushalayim? Rashi, ad Yerushalayim, who brought him? Alem Yishu, yachal yez chutz mi'imai. If he's able to be with, since his mother probably stayed home. If he's able to leave his, because mother has no mitzvah riyah. So since he's able to leave his mother, yochel lechel beyad aviv, he can hold on to his father's hand. The aliyah mirishalayim laharabayis ato eimah shechanchuv ad yishalayim yaviyah. So who brought to yishalayim? Says the Gemara, amal abayi ad hocha de mechayi ve'ima bayi says, until here, that the mother is chayi besimcha arsu ima, the mother brought him. Mekan ve'elah, from here on in, im yochel lalas ve'leches beyad yishalav nishalayim laharabayis chayi ve'ilay potter. In other words, Karban Simcha, you can eat in the whole Yerushalayim. So the mother had no chiv to go past Yerushalayim. She didn't have to go to Yerushalayim for the Karban Simcha. Mashenkin, the father, if she's able to bring the child to Yerushalayim, then the father brings from Yerushalayim all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Emerson, there's a machlekes abayin Rab Zeira in Yerushalayim of Ovam Beis. Who has a mitzvah of Simcha? Rab Zeira says that a woman has a mitzvah of Simcha. She has a Simcha. According to Rabaya, Baila Mesamcha. And Rashi actually over there says Baila Mesamcha. Rashi says Simcha means buying nice clothes. The taste over here has a problem with that. Here we see you talking about coming to the Shalayim for Karma Simcha. But even according to Tesis, Abaya holds that the mitzvah on the husband. Abzeda holds the mitzvah on the wife. But the truth of the matter doesn't make a difference. Even the mitzvah on the husband, in order for the husband to be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah can only be if she's in the Shalayim. Because you cannot take a Karma Simcha outside of your Shalayim. Anyhow, back to Gemara. Heishiv Rab Zeda. Zeda says, Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel did Beis Shammai. On behalf of Beis Hillel, he answered to Beis Shammai. You say that what? That the child's old enough on the shoulder. It says, V'chana loy also. Penina went and Chana did not go up. Why not? She said to her husband, "Ad yigomel hanar, when the child's old enough, I'll bring him, and then they will bring Yerushalayim when 2 years old. Now the chayde, but Shmuel yochel yigavak sevi shalav abe. Shmuel could have written on the shoulder of the father. You shall may hold at what age is chayv chiduch. From the age you can sit in the shoulder. How old do you really have to be to sit in the shoulder? Very, very young. So what do you mean Shmuel sat home? The mother's excuse was, since Shmuel's home, he doesn't have to go. I won't go. But Shmuel doesn't have to go, according to Shammai. Amalei, as Abaye answered. Amalei Abaye, v'letay meich. Let me ask you a question. You think, according to me, is a problem. Let me ask you. Tichla. Chana gufi b'lumet chayv v'simcha. Forget the child. What about Chana? A woman knows as a chibit of simcha b'nishalayim. Ela navaz. Chana mefankusa yeser techazi b'bishmul. She saw that Shmuel, being a little kid, was too scared. He was a very delicate child, and he couldn't cope with the crowds and everything else. The Chosha baby Shmuel, the Chul Shadurcha, she was very concerned about Shmuel because of the traveling, he'll become very, very weak and fragile. So therefore, she was potter from going. And because she was potter from going, therefore the child didn't go. Therefore the child, what asked me why the child? The child couldn't go, and she was potter. Why was she potter from going because the child couldn't go more than the husband? If she has a mitzvah of simcha herself, she has no mitzvah chinuch, according to most poskim. According to Rashi in the Beis on Alpha, you remember Rashi said that a woman does have the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, so therefore the woman has the mitzvah chinuch, the man has the mitzvah of chinuch, and that's why she stayed home, take care of the child, versus the mitzvah of simcha. But if you learn that a woman has no mitzvah chinuch whatsoever, only the father has mitzvah chinuch, and take care of the child, and the mother has a mitzvah of simcha, the father has a mitzvah of riyah. So why should the woman stay home rather than her father? Because he has two mitzvahs versus his one mitzvah. Is that the word? But if you learn that the mitzvah is on the husband to be mesameich, obviously again the mitzvah is most of her. Not a mitzvah. Chassidus already explained that's her inyan. It's not a mitzvah. Mitzvah is, it's not your inyan. You have to go out of your way to do something. But if that's a her inyan, that's what she is. A mother is naturally a nurturer. Rab Zeida is the one who Abaye is the one who answers to what do you call it? Abaye's answer is, so this is chayle pshat nigmar here. Rab Zeida holds a woman has her own mitzvah of simcha. So he couldn't accept that she stayed home because Shmuel was sick. She has a mitzvah of simcha. Why was she home more than anybody else? Abaye answers that she stayed home because of the kid. Because Abaye holds that she has no mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah is on the husband. He has all mitzvahs. Even her mitzvah is really his mitzvah. She's just helping him out. So therefore, she stayed home for the kid. So that's why Abaye answered it. And Rab Zeida didn't learn that way, Pshat. Rab Zeida used that as an ayat hill that there was no mitzvah for the kid to go at all. And there's something to stay home with the kid. Anyway, Abaye Digmar. Abaye Rab Shem has a question. Cotton, chigir, what if the child itself is limping? Or a summa blind person, the Vish name. A cotton is limping, obviously cannot walk himself, but according to Shama, it doesn't matter because you have to sit on her father's shoulder. What about a blind person according to both of them? As an adult, you'd be potter. The question is the mitzvah chiddich of the child, if the child, before he reaches 13, will eventually get cured from this disease. How do we view it? Do we say, right now, had he been a gadol, he'd be potter, so he's potter? Do we say, since but this boy will eventually become a gadol, he'll be chayiv lam train now? How do we understand it? So what Moses analyzes the question. Are we talking about somebody who's limping, shiny, yochel, his pasha, will never be able to walk, or assume a blind person, and yochel, his pasha, will never be able to see? Hash, the god will potter, cotton, meboya. What are you asking? Of course, he's no training. Like, see, bechigit, she yochel, his pasha, a limping person that will eventually get well, the summa, she yochel, his pasha, my. What's it in? I'm going to buy you. This is the rule. Call, hecha, the god will mechai, mederaise, if a god will mechai, mederaise, cotton, nami, mechan, schilin, rabon. So what's he answering? Rashi. No training, walk on his own or holding on to his father's hand. He can't. Once you can ride, even though he's limping, you can put him on the shoulder. The blind person can hold on the hand, mouth. You need for training or not. He'll never get cured. Purpose of chinuch is galan higoy sheyes sorach achem and hoge. You get him used to in a certain minig, a certain rote that this is how he should behave. Look, she yagdul. The kibush that potter she yagdul. Lam le chinuch. What's the point of chinuch? She yachel is pateach kedim she yagdul. That he can be mispateach before he grows up. So he said, if a gadol in this way if not be chayiv, then he's also not chayiv. If a gadol this way would be chayiv, then he is chayiv. Yeah. Writing Gemara, Beishamai says the Riyah is more valuable than the Chagigah. You got to pay two coins for the Riyah and one for the Chagigah, and he'll support get. What's Gemach Lekas? Torah Mami learned, Beishamai says, Horiyah Shtei Kesev is more Choshev, a Chagigah more Kesev. You know why? Two reasons. Number one, Shehariyah Oyle Kul Legvaya entirely belongs to Eibashter. Look how Choshev it is. Mash Engen, Chagigah is much more pedestrian. That people eat Chagiga, the Eibusha gets the fats, and the people eat the rest. So therefore, it's not so choshev, you only pay one coin. But another reason is Motzinu Bat Seres. We find in Yom Teshvuah, Shiriba Behen HaKosov, there's many more Eilas, Yoisim, Mishlam, there's only two sheep, Shlamim, the rest, a whole bunch, seven, and so on. So we're all Eilas. So what do we see from here? Eilas are much more choshev than Shlam. So they pay two coins. Comes along Basil, and no. I'll give you two reasons why not. Two reasons why Chagiga is more choshev. Number one, Shechagiga Yeshna Lifnei Adibur after by Matan Torah. It says in the Parashat Mishpatim, well, Ein Mukti Mucha B'Torah, that they brought up Karbonas on the Mizbech, and that was a Chagiga. So Chagiga occurred way back from Matan Torah. Mashenki Beriah started way later. But another reason is Matzina Ben Asim, and each Nasi went ahead and brought their own carbon. What did they bring? Shereba Ben Akasa B'Shlami Yeshua, but brought many more Shlamim than they brought Eilas. So we see Chagiga is a much more choshev carbon. Rashi. We'll see in a minute. Rashi. Motzina bat said that shepasha shoy the kesev he craft him al halechem. What do you bring together the shdei halechem? Shivas kvasim. You bring first of all seven sheep to me whole. Upar ben boker echad and a bull. The eidlim shnayim and two rams. That's all of these ten kabanas are oila l'Hashem. Ukseven. The separately says uchnei kvasim bnei shana two sheep that are a year old. Lizevach shlamim. Also only two for a shlamim. And seven and two and one are for Euler, number one. Number two, so it comes along, Hillel says, no, yes, the leaf not but what are you talking about? Kedem matin teide he krivu shlamim besina, the brother shlamim, the chsi vayishalach is nari b'nei Yisrael, v'afakavim lehai kroksi be'elosh potim, l'chayda, it seems, is written after matin teide, l'acha, says the Dibbis. Truth of the matter is, kedem maser is the Dibbis habra. There's no order on the teide. V'hochi tanyim said the Shabbat Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yesi, Eime, b'sheni, on the second day, Ola, Moshe Ben went up to heaven. The Yorad he came down. Bishlishi all of you came down. But the Yorad Bashuv, the fourth day he came went up and he came down. Bashul all didn't go back up again. Bachamishi on the fifth day, Bonam is Beach, the Hikriv all of Karm, the Brook of Bonus. And Bashishi on the sixth day, Nitna Taida. The Ain Atta Moitzi bin Asinus at Taida Binyam is Beach. We don't find any other Mizbech. Ella Ba Oisa Shinema, the Yitzchak has not been so. So it must be that even though Shuddha Bashan Shpatim, that's the only Mizbech that we see around the time of Matan Taida. So it must have taken place before Matan Taida. We're gonna assume who said the Chagigas were Oilers as well. Nesim says here was Nesim. It says call a baka leilu chal baka zav shlam. There it is called habaka in plural, and by shlam and chal baka zav shlam. So we learn over there. They brought both kabanas and the more shlamims. Let's analyze it further. So each one has two positive reasons why their carbon is more chashev. So why does each one discount the other one? Oh, basil, my time limit, my carbon, and say, look, what was your first tiny? Ria adifa the oil kuluk boy. Yeah, that's a tiny gong to Abisha. Adarabba, chagiga adifa. Two people have to eat from it. The izbosh te achilles, the Abisha, and people. You need a bigger carbon. Udu carbon, the second tiny was nail of matan shwuz. Shwuz is the carbon tzibur. Donin, carbon, yachid, carbon, chagiga is an individual carbon you bring. We learn carbon yachid become yachid. They ain't done in carbon yachid be carbon tzibur. We don't be carbon tzibur. Okay. Ubeisham my time alone. Why is it good as hill? She said very simple. This is how you say chagiga dif. The yesh no lifna diver. Riyah mishiv diver. Look at Mizbech. What they brought up. They brought a carbon ri as well. Number one, with the carbon nailed from the seam. The seam was a one-off thing. Donin davar hanoyeg ledaitis. Medavar hanoyeg ledaitis. We learn carbon riyah, which is by carbon from other kabbalas, which is conducted all the time, for shavuos and so on. The ain donin davar hanoyeg ledaitis. You cannot learn a carbon which is done every time. Medavar shein ledaitis from the seam. It's a one-off event. You can't learn hayrasha. Ubeis hill maishna chagiga. Why does he say that they brought a chagiga and the mizbech right back by Matan Torah? The yeshna leaf nadiba. The chesiv it says in the pasuk vayizbechu zvachim shlamim. Says that they brought up shlamim. Lechayde riyanami. The chesiv it says in the same pasuk it says vayalu oilas. They brought oilas. They brought oilas and shlamim. So what's the right from there that they brought that the chagiga is more valuable than a oilas riyah because it was brought before Matan Torah? So too is oilas riyah. Kesavi. Now here's a big machlekes from Bacha Tanaim. That Eilas Riyah that brought in the Mizbech, what Eilas, was that the Eilas Tamid? Did they start bringing carbon Tamid that day? And from that day onwards, every day they brought a carbon Tamid? Or carbon Tamid brought much later, after they built the Mizbech, a year later. And what was then? There was Tamid Eilas Riyah. That's the machlekes. So Hill says, no, the oyle she krivu Yisrael b'midbar oylas tamid have. That oyle was the oylas tamid that started that process of oylas tamid, even though it didn't have a mizbeach yet. Masha'enke, therefore, what do you mean? That's not the idea. We'll soon see. That's going to be a discussion now. And that's so. Beis Hillel said there's the oil is the is oil is tamei, nothing to do with the private kabbanis. Masha'en Kain. Beis Shammai believes that oil was a private idea, and therefore don't. There's no big deal that the Baruch Hagig the Baruch Hagig as well. Beis Shammai savri oil is she krivi. So me but oil is the have an oil is the. Rashi shtechem beva adam nesim kamy yach vidi vechagig kamy yach kamy yach. But kifse atzed as karbet tzibur and turmas alicha. The money was from the turmas alicha. Rina mezmi adi below ilu nami have a house below ilu midbar ilu doyd davar ilu doyd is kifse atzed as shvuas. Eilus tamen have a chayv as kol yoyim v'yoyim v'legam. We don't learn from the eilus yach shem yach zel kim. So the Eibush is the word of carbon. Says again, what's going on here? Amar Rabbi says, "Baya, you should know that Beis Shammai that we're discussing right here, who holds that the oil they brought before Matan Torah was an oilus ria, private carbon, because they did not bring an oilus tam until the mizbeach was built. And Rabbi Lozer from the Brayso will soon bring you, and Rabbi Shmuel from the Brayso will soon bring you. Kulus sevidlo, they all hold that oilus shehikrivu Yisrael b'midbar oilus ria. They didn't start bringing the oilus tam until the mizbeach was built. A year later, from the beginning of Matan Torah was oilus ria, private kabbonis. However, Beis Hill." And Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Kulu, they all hold Svidalu, Oilo, Shekriva, Yisrael, Ben Mibir, Oilas, Tamar, Abba. They started by Matan Torah, Tamar, and brought every day. Now, what's going on here? Beis Shammai, you heard the Amr, Mishammai, we just said. That's the Machlek, Shammai Hill, but he learned from the Oilo Zir there or not. Shammai says, yes, that the Oilo Zir was there as well, so it was private. And he says, no, it was an Oilas, Tamar. What's the Maaseh Bishmol? The Tanya Bishmol Oime Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. Let's just do Rashi. Klolos Nemru B'Sinai says Rashi Harbe Dvorim Nemru Stumim B'Sinai. There were many dinim said on Har Sinai. Shalom Nisparshu Kol Tzorch and weren't fully explained. Upirshu Loi, but they were explained. Each prat was explained when it was necessary. For example, all the kabbanas they were explained in detail. La'achashuukam Amishkin Boymoid. If you look at Pasha's Yisra, right after it says the Ibris, the only thing it says in the Pasuk there is Mizbeach Adom Atasali for Oilus and Shlomim. That's all it says.
Does that mean it wasn't explained to Moshe Rabbeinu? Or wasn't it explained to
both. Nobody knew anything. And didn't tell you any details how to do the blood, have shaitan that you have to strip them, nituchan you have to cut them in pieces, shall oilus, akravas, emudin, shishlam, no, nothing. So the klolus, everything was given to Hasinai. But prati, says Rabbi Shmuel, was ba'oil ma'id. It was much later in oil ma'id as they were necessary. Look, Rashi, prati ba'oil ma'id. Mishahukam HaMishkan, a year later when the Mishkan was established, the Diber Imoy Me'al HaPareich, they spoke to Pareiches, is Pirush Lo HaKosov, that's when he told him in detail. Kirchsi Vayikro Moishe Vaydaber Hashem Elov Moishe Moishe Leimoyer Uvesev Ateres Kainin Dehain of Yikro Nisparshu Kol Hilchus Karb Mechid Vam Harbe. So they didn't know, so according to Mishmah, they couldn't have brought a carbon oilless tumid from Matan Torah. They didn't know what it was. They didn't do anything till after. However, I mean, they knew something, but they didn't know about stripping the hide. They didn't know about cutting into pieces. Those two products, they didn't know, for example. So they couldn't have done, you know, they didn't change the carbon midstream, so they didn't do it until they knew all the details. That's a bishmah. Comes along, Rabbi Akiva says, no, klolos uprotos nemru b'Sinai, even though we don't have it mefurish, but everything was given to Moshe and Sinai. Then Nisha was all repeated again by El Mayyad, when Nishtausha was repeated a third time in this week's, in this Chumash Dvarim, by Arvaz Mayyad. Now, what's our ayah? But these alkadata, if you, according to Bishmol, if you're going to believe that oilus shehikriv Yisrael mibir oilus tamid, you can tell me that Bishmol holds that the oilus bubba mantaida was actually an oilus tamid, but according to Bishmol, they didn't know what to do until a year later. Miyika midi, is it possible? The mikara loy boy, when they brought an oilus, a carbon tamid by mantaida, they did not strip it because they didn't know about it, nor did they cut it in pieces because the prat is only given a year later. Ula basay, boy, the very same carbon had to change midway. No way! They would not have done it. That's it, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that a klolus nemru b'Sinai protes was ba'oil ma'id. If they brought a carbon tamid from Sinai, did they know what to do? They did not know what to do. So a year later, when they found out what to do, they changed the whole modus operandi. It wouldn't have happened. So therefore, they did wait until they got the details. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva ever holds that they knew all the details from day one. So therefore, they did b'heisas and it was tamid from the beginning. Rashi. The Nishnah was repeated, Palm Shane, the second time, Mechomash, Nemekan, Nemekan, whatever said here, so the whole Vayikra was told to Moshe in Har Sinai. It was just said a second time, so he wrote it down the second time. The Nishtal Shabbat was Moya, Mipi Moisha Lisrael. In the beginning of the bottom, it says that Hoyle Moisha never ever got made as Moya Hoyle Moisha by the Taita. Right in the beginning, it says he started explaining the Taita. The Bashanda says, why did it actually say they had 70 languages? So later on in Kisavai, when he did in 70 languages, Chatam Alavonim, the Gemara said to the okay, the Goyim shouldn't have tainas and they should all know what's going on. So it's for the Goyim to read. They sent all their translators and everything to look. Okay. But Moshe in Devarim, and he said in 70 languages, for who? It was only the Yidden there. Almost for Lashon Kodesh. So Bashanda said that the idea is to teach us for the future. Before Mashiach comes, we have to mivare the Netzutzis of the whole world. And therefore, in every language, you have to invite the truth of that language through Sforim HaKadoshim. And that's why they made a campaign that Tanya should be printed in every possible language.
So why do we say that then there was this, what do you call it, tragedy that they translated
to
Talmud. That's right. Tragedy there?
Nothing to do with what we just said right now. It's a general question. They ask, what is the tragedy? All kinds of answers, and they're all difficult. One answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the 70 languages, but all using Hebrew letters.
And they use Greek letters.
In other words, the only ones who can read it are Yidden. That's the standard. And over there, the problem was they opened up to the Goyim, and then all the Chab Sefer explains all the problems. So, but this makes the Hashem's question stronger. So what was the point? You had to know Hebrew to be able to understand Greek.
It's not for the Goyim to understand.
So it must be that this is the Mavara and the Tzutzis, the Maila, everything in all the different languages around the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Koyach to do it eventually when ready. But it's actually an interesting discussion. We'll get to Saita, we'll talk about it maybe.
Hold that thought.
Rashi v'sag dat ha'chayis in ha'yusam ha'vig v'chayis ha'deris b'yagur ha'stara then v'yikam media l'abadeh o'yla sri ho'meh le'im ikirim from themselves. Back to the Gemara. Okay, that's a Bishma. Who is Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar, the Tanya, the third Braise, it says in the Pasuk, Oilas Tamid, you should bring the Oila, Ho Asuya Bahasinai, it was made in Hasinai. It sounds like that when did they start doing the Oilas Tamid? From Hasinai. Says Rabbi Lazar, no. Maaseh Nemru B'Sinai. I actually hold, not like Rabbi Shmuel, I hold Rabbi Akiva, that all the details were given in Hasinai. Ho Asuya Bahasinai means the Maaseh was told to us how to do it on Hasinai. But the Hiatzma Lekarva. But they still didn't do it until a year later when the Mishka was ready. That's when they started. So therefore, what oil did they bring by Matan Torah? It must be an oil Sidiya, not an oil Tamid. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Korba Vashul Apostle. I disagree. They brought up an oil Tamid and they continued. Okay, so
according to Rabbi Kiva, this Kabbalah is they bought before the Matan Torah.
Was oil Tamid.
So before Matan Torah, did they really have all the
look at top tasters
how to deal with this particular piece of meat?
Yes, of course. Look at tasters. Kiva, Afagab the Chamishi Banim is Beach, later Torah Ad Sinai. Dodish Moise Shah. They never Maaseh B'Sinai. They still dashed, their air was dashed from that moment when they brought it up because it says Maaseh B'Sinai. In other words, it wasn't just when the Torah was given to Sinai. Everything that happened at Sinai, they were told at the time when it was necessary. So they knew what to do. This is remember the fifth day, the day before Matan Torah. But they already knew Maaseh and B'Sinai. They already knew what to do that day. Kidchsiv, Oilas Tamasui B'Hasinai. Okay, so So they weren't just told on Hasina, they were the day before when they had the Mizbeach, they were told what to do there. But Rabbi Lazar agrees with that. But Rabbi Lazar says they were told in theory, but not practice. Rabbi Kiva says no, in practice as well. Elamani Mekayim, what am I going to do with the following passage? It says, Hazvachim u'minch, the Navi reprimands Eden. Hazvachim u'minch, gashten li b'midbar aboyim shana. For 40 years, did you ever bring me kabanas? Did you bring me kabanas during the 40 years? No, but they didn't do it because you guys were, remember, they didn't do a bris milah or anything. You weren't involved in anything. You weren't engaged. So, l'cheide, how's that fit in what we're saying right now? They already brought Kabbalah from the beginning. And for the Gemara, shifte shalevi shalav David Zara, hey, Nikriva Waisa. The Navi reprimanding the rest of Klal Yisrael. Of course, the Levim, they did it. They were all right because they didn't do Maisa Egel. But you guys, you were Nazif after Maisa Egel, you weren't participating. Now, why is this only a question? Why is it only a question on you know, if you learn one way or another? There were kabanas there, whether the first year, whether the first day, and then how can you say 40 years didn't bring kabanas? I'm not sure why it's a question only on this sugi here, when they started the Eilas Tamid. They brought their own. Beis Hillel, we just said. That it was an Eilas Tamid. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva also just said it's an oilas tummy. They started straight away, and we keep the shul at Pascha. Rabbi Yisi Haglila. Who is Rabbi Yisi Haglila that says it was another Tamid? The time we learned Rabbi Yisi Haglila. Rabbi Yisi Haglila says Shalish Mitzvahs Nistavu Yisrael Ba'Leisin Leregel. Every Yom Tov they go to Leregel. There are three mitzvahs. Number one, Riyah Karban Riyah. Number here Riyah means definitely Karban. Even Ashi reminded here Riyah means Karban Riyah. Number two is Chagiga Karban Chagiga. And number three, if you have no meat, then you have to be in Karban Simcha. Now each one has a mila. It's not limited to one mila. It says and more, but we're just going to highlight one. Yesh beriyah shem b'shtein is a mila in karban riyah. You don't have another two. That what we'll soon see. Yesh bechagiga shem b'shtein and yesh besimcha shem b'shtein. Yesh beriyah shem b'shtein shariya oile kul legvaya. It's a chumra that the entire karban is burned for the b'shtein. Masha ein kem b'shtein chagiga simcha belongs to both. Yes, bechagiga, masha ein b'shtein, shachagiga, yesh ne lifnei adi bechagiga, started before Matan Torah. And he says, ein b'shtein, I mean, they did not bring a riyah before Matan Torah. Either did bring a oila, must be, an oila's tamid. Masha ein b'shtein. And then yes, b'simcha, there's a chumra by simcha, masha ein b'shtein, what is that? Shaha simcha noyheges ba'an noshim uva noshim. Men and women are chayiv and simcha, masha ein kem b'shtein. This was something more a few days ago. I asked a question about Riyah, you know, sort of a posture that the potter from Karban Riyah, because Mitzvah says Shaman Gromma. The fact that the Chayev and Simcha maybe will tell you, the Chayev and Riyah, you need a posture, tell you not. Yeah. Rashi. Simcha. Af heim shalma simcha. What do you mean shalma simcha? Im ein le basa shlama shal nedadav. Let's say you don't have any other kabbanas to bring your chalamayid. You ran out of chagig, you have no flesh. It's nadav kol hashana. The way it was is if you made a carbon, a nedad during the year, you can bring a carbon, you bring it during chalamayid. And that's your meat. That's your simcha.
What can't you eat? This is, for instance, with matzah. You said it since the chayim of the chalam. It's the chayim of the matzah. Why don't you say that Yom Tov is a loss of loss of asim and ochel, so therefore you should be chayv the positives, even that means it's for women, even that means it's such as man.
Yeah, you are. They're chayv in the resting part of Yom Tov. Now, this is not Yom Tov, this is separate. The chayv in the resting, yeah, anything to do with the melachos. So like Shabbos.
So simcha is only in the Beis HaMikdash, or there's not simcha at the Beis HaMikdash?
It's a whole Yerushalayim. Simcha is a whole Yerushalayim. Chagigi can eat in Yerushalayim, it's called Kachem Kalim. And simcha can eat in Yerushalayim because the women came to Yerushalayim, but they didn't go to Beis HaMikdash.
So just give
we do. We have clothes. We had in Arab Sachim. Got to buy nice clothes. You got to buy nice jewelry, and you got to give nuts to your kids.
How can we say the women didn't go to Bissam Mikdash if we have the holy name of Tikkun Gadlos of Shleima? Because the women were in the Bissam
Mikdash. They didn't say they didn't go. They didn't have to go.
They came.
They want to see the parties, the festivities.
They want to join in.
They want to join. Like men, what do the men do? They also just sat and they were observers. They were the audience. It's only Chassidim and Tzaddikim who did the. Rabbi Shmo, okay. Rashi, Simcha, Rashi. Maybe he doesn't have anything to bring. He brings on Shlomi, Maisa Shane Shlomi, or he brings in the money. Maisa Shane Elias, Le Bussel, the Soybot, have flesh to get Zat, Shane Simcha, Chag El Bussel, you have to have meat. Shachagid, and the Oysa Shlomi, the Kriva Bechaydis, there's Kabari, but Avabish Loy Beregli, Krivum, Chagiga Nikru, why the call Chagiga Lechaydis, what Yom Tov was it? Says so Rashi has a question. How can we call the Chagig the day before Matan Torah when they brought it up? What Yom Tov was it? Could they fulfilled when the Abishah said Yechoygeli Mibbe, you'll celebrate in the Midbar, that's when they fulfilled it. Just like we called it Eilas Riyah. What Riyah? Riyah was they saw the Abishah. It wasn't a Yom Tov. They saw the Abishah as a Yom Tov. Here also they celebrated because they're about to get Matan Torah. A pasuk which is written by Ma'isa Sheni, and we learn from that pasuk. Now that you, my time come mukla b'shamim. Why do you tell me Rabbi Shmuel b'shamim? I'm going to repeat. Isakadati, you said because if it was an oila, she kriva yisrael midbar oila tamid. If it was an oila tamid, miyikam midi. Because what? According to Shmuel, you didn't know the details till a year later. So how could be they changed the carbon midway? Miyikam midi mikara loy boy hefshin tuach chachila. You don't need stripping and cutting over. They know about it. And then 9 months later, the b'say boy hefshin tuach. But Rabbi Yisigli, what basically right here? The Amad he says oila she kriva yisrael midbar oila tamid. He says oila tamid mikara and yet mikara loy boy hefshin. How do you know? Rabbi Yisrael Gilead holds the fetish that they brought a carbon tamid right here from the day one, from the Matan Torah, and yet somewhere else Rabbi Yisrael Gilead says they didn't introduce the idea of stripping the hide and to cutting it up till much later and had no problem. So while they knew these dinim, they did these dinim, and later the dinim changed. They changed it. Where do we say that? The Tanya was like, Lulaymer, Oilu she krivu yisrael mid, but ain't a tuna hefshet v'tuach, lefisha ain't hefshet v'tuach, ela me oil my veilach, klar. But he says that no problem. 9 months they brought a carbon tamid every day without the hefshin tuach, and then in oil when they were told they have to, so they changed it. What's the big deal? So what's the raya Rabbi Shmo? Because he believes it was an oilas that the protest of nemrabis the oil must be that the carbon they brought till now was not an oilas tamid. What's the raya? You must say right. Sracha Shuraya, Sami Mekan Rabbi Shmuel, erase his name from here. Boy, Rabbi Chizer, Pasig has a question. Hi, Kro, this Pasig, Hei Chiksiv, how is this Pasig written? It says in the Pasig, how do you read this Pasig? It says, Vayishlach is not a B'nai Yisrael. He sent the young people, the Zatuti B'nai Yisrael. Vayalu, they brought Oilis. And then it says, they said in the Pasig, Oilis, there's a question mark now. Is it Kvasim? Was that sheep? And then Vayizbuchu Zvachim, and then they Shechli Kabanis, is Shlomim LaHashem. Then they said Kabanis Shlomim. So they brought two kinds of Kabanis. They brought Oilis, and they brought Shlomim. And the Oilis were made out of Chvasim. And the Shlomim, the next Pasuk says Parim. So they used two different kinds of animals. Chvasim were the Oilis, small animals for Oilis, only to the Eibishter. And Parim, big ones for Shlomim, because you have to share between Adam and Mezbech. Is that how you read the Pasuk? Now, nowhere in the Pasuk it says the word Chvasim. The last word is Parim. Is Parim going on the entire Pasuk or only in the second half? Or the Parim was on the entire Pasuk. Inside the Shlomim, inside the Zvachim, we're all. Inside the Oilis, inside the Shlomim, we're all the Hastas Parim. But you want to mind Afghan, who cares what they did then? Mazut Rama, the piece of timing, how do you do the trap? Because if the Parim only refers to the Shlomim, then it should be in a snachta after the word Oilis. And because it's a separate part of the pasuk to break it. If a guy says, but I take it upon myself, I'm going to bring the same kind of animal that the Eden brought in the Midbar. You need to know what kind of animal was it. Was it a sheep or was it an ox? My Parim Avak Kvazmabu. I'm going to take you, Rashi. The psuke time in Beneginus when you sing the trop. Im Tamish, name meaning there were two meaning, one was sheep for the oilus and it was partying for the shlamim, so the chat live sekatam, shlava yalu oilus. When it comes to the word oilus, you gotta make a full stop. Either a snachta, kamosha onu kaidam rice, which attack our trop, oi bezak of cotton, tam shemafsi kadibur, a tam that's mafsi kadibur. I'm not sure what I was saying here, because it says that the trop all came from Moshe Messina. What are you giving choice for? The fact is, there's a snachta, and that's it. There's a snachta. But if it's true, this parim refers to the entire posse, then you don't want to break up the posse. You don't want to let a snachta or a zaku cotton there. So what's my question here? Don't we have the thrup already? Look at the thrup and see. We attack have a snachta. So isn't that an answer? And the Gemara remains with the teiku, which means what? So which means that we cannot rely on the thrup. So what does that mean? What does it mean? So the bottom line is, who actually made the trap, and is the trap wrong? Because we're not trusting the trap. We have an asnachta. The Gemara says, should we have an asnachta, should we have this? Teiku. Teiku means that we don't know. So what exactly does it mean? Did it say anything there? Moshe, says anything there at all?
It says, for a thorough discussion of the possibilities concerning the cantillation of this verse,
Okay. Now, give me a little bit of my yobby, potty, my chwasim. Take who? Okay, we'll stop here.
Did you say